for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Lake Hammond Bible Camp December virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hammond Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Saturday evening, December the 5th, 2020. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Trust God in All Areas of Your Life.
We do thank the Lord Jesus for allowing us to be here tonight. We honor Him. He is our Lord and Savior. And we thank God for the Lord Jesus tonight. We also thank God for Brother Merle and Sister Barbara, our leaders. We thank God for them and all of the staff at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And on behalf of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, I have been your host. And it's been an honor to have hosted this weekend. And we thank God for all of you coming in and on with us. Thank God for Kerna and Gene Williams. We salute you, man and woman of God. Oh, my, the word has been so rich that you all shared. I almost feel like crying because the Spirit of God is so rich. And we thank God for you and everyone that's on. We thank God for you all. And so we just want the Lord to have his way tonight. Oh, yeah. That's why we're here, for God to be glorified, for him to be honored. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just praise the Lord tonight? Yes. Can we worship him? Do you love the Lord tonight? Just worship him just for a moment. You know, it's nothing like God pouring his love and his tenderness and kindness on each of us. And God has shown himself so faithful. We thank God tonight for his presence. Come on, just for a moment. Let's just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Yeah. I know that there's been so much that has taken place over this year. So much has happened. But we still have so much to be thankful for on tonight. Just to be able to gather, just to be able, glory to God, hallelujah, to lift up your voice and give him glory, give him praise. I know if I took a poll, glory to God, just a couple of us tonight, hallelujah, it could have been that we could not have been here, but thanks be to God, because he does cause us, come on somebody, to triumph in him on tonight. And so that's enough to give him glory and give him honor. Hallelujah, and give him the praise. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so kind. He is so loving. And I truly, truly, truly thank the Lord tonight for everything that he is doing. And we honor God. I'm just so honored. Hallelujah. Just to be able to tell the Lord thank you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The presence of God is here. The ministering of the Holy Ghost is here. Praise the Lord. And we just want God to have his way on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I thought about what to play. The Lord just put that song. That's one of my favorite songs. We're going to do a different one and we may do this other one. Praise God. But that song just really ministers. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Merle, the beginning of the year, I was able to go before all the COVID started. I was able to go and be with my grandchildren for about 9 days or 13 days or however long it was. Yeah. And the Lord knew what was in the land then, praise the Lord, but he kept us separated during that time. But that song, I taught that song to my granddaughter and my grandchildren. Every morning I would go to take them to school and we would play that song, Patty. Glory to God. And so that song really got in my spirit, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let God's worship rise. Just know that he pours his love out on us. Amen. Over and over and over again. He will continue to prove himself, and he's doing it, and he will continue to do it. So we thank God for that on tonight. Tonight I want to talk just briefly about having faith in God and not casting our confidence away. You know, this is a time again where many people feel so hopeless and so helpless and don't know what to do. But you know, God is in the helm of everything and he's watching over even his word to perform it. Glory to God. And so God doesn't want us to lose confidence. He does not want us to lose hope, but we must have hope in the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are some things coming. Amen. But I believe, glory to God, that God is preparing his people. I believe that if we have a listening ear to hear what God is saying, he will even sink us in prayer. He will sink us in his word. Amen. And he will align us properly. Glory to God. And so even though there's some things on the horizon, praise the Lord, I believe that God is aligning an army of men and women of God, hallelujah, that will dare to stand, dare to be bold, dare, hallelujah, to serve God in the dark world and dark times that we're in. So beloved, we cannot lose confidence. We must have faith in God. We must know what it really means, my God, to rely on him. Amen. We must be so keen in the spirit realm that we can hear when God is telling us, go to the left or go to the right or stand still. Glory to God. We must know that, amen, the gifts of the spirit have been given to us to lead and guide and to also direct, but more importantly, that we stay in line with God. So tonight I want to encourage you for a few moments, amen, out of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 39. The Bible says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Amen. For ye have need of patience. All of us need some endurance. Glory to God. All of us need, amen, what it takes, amen, to endure in this time. And if you want to know more about that, you must also know that only those that endure unto the end will be saved. Glory to God. The race isn't given to those that are swift and quick. Glory to God. But it's given to the one that can endure. And I believe the Yoshanda Baha'i, amen, as we go on with God, God is going to give us what it is to endure. Glory to God. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we need patience. What that means is we need to know what it means to endure. When things come to your door and you don't understand why, glory to God, but God is telling you, you will, amen, overcome, but you must not lose confidence. You must not lose the momentum that God gives you. Glory to God. You must know, glory to God, that when he will put, amen, running in your feet, thank you, Jesus, amen, and when you begin to get weary, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you and he will tell you, don't be weary in well-doing because you will reap if you faint not. So this is not a time to faint. It's not a time to lose heart. It's not a time to turn around and go somewhere else. But now is the time, amen, to have the confidence in God, to know that God will be with you, and he is. Glory to God. The Bible says that after you've done the will of God, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. You see, we are in a time now where we are walking this thing out, Sharetta. Amen. We're in the middle of it now. Glory to God. I think we've launched out into the deep of the Osata. Right. Amen. So we cannot turn around now. I want to receive the promise of God. My God, all of the benefits that God has. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time now where you must get a hold, oh my God, of the horns of the altar. And you must know what it is to pray. You must know what it is to stay. My God, because if you know how to pray, you will stay. Glory to God. If you know how to fast, you will last. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. He will not tarry. In a little while, glory to God, he will come. Thank you, Jesus. He will not tarry. Thank you, God. There will come a time, my God, when the Lord will say, go get my children. Yes. It's enough now. Oh my God. But until then, are you willing to wait on God? Are you willing to trust God no matter what you may have to endure? My God, we don't know what all the church will have to endure before the Lord comes, but I can tell you this. He will wrap his arms around you. My God, he will give you what you need to endure. My God. So listen again. The word says, yet a little while and he that shall come will come. He will not tarry. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, verse 38, very important scripture. It says, now the just, the consistently righteous shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, oh my, the word says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Many preachers, I just read just last week, of a man of God that so rejected the word of God and so has turned his back. A good friend of mine that has served the Lord now has gone on into heresy and now is saying that Christianity, Brother Merle, is false. My heart grieved because of this particular person I used to preach beside. Oh my God, we fellowship together. My God, many are falling by the wayside. Many are drawing back. My God, and the Bible says, God says, I have no pleasure. So even when things get rough, things get tough, some are blaming God for COVID. Some are blaming God because mama died and daddy died and sisters died and brothers have died and uncles have died. I come to tell you, the Bible said in the last days, we would see pestilence. We would see these things happen. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, that is no reason, church, for us to turn on God. That is not a reason for us to blame God. Come on now. Amen. The Bible says, thank you, Jesus, that he reigns on the just and the unjust. Come on here. Yes, these things are happening. Yes, we're in a pandemic. Yes, but I tell you, God is still on the throne. That's will right. you serve God no matter what? Come on here. When we're through this thing, we may not know who will be here tomorrow or next year, but one thing is for sure. If you're here, then God is telling you, run on. God is telling you, keep the faith. God is telling you, don't give up. Don't quit. And don't slow your roll, my God, today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, the Bible says, in verse 39, I believe, it says, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Yes.
There's no going back.
Yes.
There's a song that says, I won't go back to the way it used to be.
That's right.
But listen, we can't go back to the way the church used to be.
No.
Ande shela basai. God is changing everything. That's He's right. tearing down some of the religious things that we've had for years. No more. We can't even go back to it because it won't fit. Why? Because God is wanting to do a new thing and he is doing it.
Yes.
Let me say this here. What does it mean to cast? The word cast, it means to lay aside. It means to throw off, and many of us have to throw off some things now. It's almost like you're in a boat. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And you're running for your life. Come on. You got some things on your boat.
Yes.
God can't use. Everybody on this line. Ah, La Boche, you got some things in your boat that the Lord is coming after. You got some attitudes you've had for so long. You got some behaviors that you've had for so long. Some of you get angry at a drop of a hat even now. And God is saying that's in your boat and you're going to have to get rid of it. My God, today, because when it's all said and done, you rowing in your own boat. My God, Mary Jane can't row in your boat. Billy Bob can't run in your boat when it comes to your soul, when it comes to you being saved, because the Bible says that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So, beloved, there's some things you must throw off. You must put away or lose confidence in the things that God is telling you to cast off. Now, one thing you don't cast off is your hope. You don't cast off your hope in God. Come on now. I don't care how, amen, dark it gets and how you may feel. Well, I don't know why this happened to me. Glory to God. But when you look in the Bible, you look at what Paul went through. You look at, amen, the boys. My God, you look at them, amen, men and women down through the eons of time, Sharetta. But we feel like we're not supposed to go through anything. Oh, my. And can I help you? I got to look at everybody. When I say this, Brother Merle always tell me to take my liberty, but let me help you tonight. Everything is not a demon. Everything is not a demon. Everything is not a demon. Glory to God. Some of the stuff y'all doing, amen, you're doing it because you want to do it. The devil ain't told you to do it. You get hooked up with the devil because you keep doing it. Glory to God. But you got to make up your mind tonight that you're going to serve God. Glory to God. And when the Lord checks you, hey, bashikata, mikundi, amasataya, then you got to make up your mind to stop it. So what happens, Apostle Kerner, amen, what happens, the reason why we got to pray so many through is because you get tangled up and you can't get out. Then demons get your soul. When you backslide, for example, come on, somebody. You don't backslide overnight. Help me, Holy Ghost. You slide back a little bit at a time. Oh, God, help me. Hey, Mashiach, Yedio Sando. You don't backslide overnight. You slip out of this service. You slip out next week from Bible study. You're not on prayer. Before you know it, it's easy not to be in prayer. It's easy not to pick up your Bible. It's easy, glory to God, not to go to the house of the Lord. And before you know it, you're in a backslidden state. But some of these choices, beloved, we're making ourselves. Understand. I have to say that everything is not a demon. Don't blame the devil for your mess. Okay. Put the spotlight back on me. I don't need to see everybody. Yeah, that will shake. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Get real. Get real with yourself. Amen. God wants us free, but he wants you to get real and get honest. Whatever you need from the Lord, God will do it for you. The word confidence means to be frank. It means to be free to speak. When you get real with God, guess what? He gets real with you. Hallelujah. It means to be bold. Oh, my. And then the word recompense. I wish I could say these Greek words like my brother, but, you know, I got them wrote down here, but I can't say them. So, hallelujah. I love it when I hear those words, though. But anyway, so recompense means to be compensated. Glory to God. Requital. God will requit you. Don't you know that there's no acquittals or requittals like God when you are justified? Amen. And you deserve to be punished. We have all deserved to be punished. But the Holy Ghost, when you get real with him, he will acquit you and he will justify you. And he puts you back in a place with him just as if you've never sinned. So we don't want to mar that, Sharetta. We don't want that, amen, scarred. Come on. And if you do something wrong, the Bible says you have an advocate with the Father, it's Jesus Christ, the righteous. So if we put these things in place, it will keep us clean. The word cleans us. Come on now, the word will clean you up. It will deliver you. Hallelujah. But we got to have it in us for it to work. It can't be just up in your head. You know, you can't just read it on Sunday or whenever you go to church. We must read his word every day. That's a whole nother lesson. I wish I had time. Glory to God. So Hebrews 10:35, again, it says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. So when we choose to obey the will of God, our faith will be tried. Just when you make up your mind, I'm going all the way with the Lord. That's when look like everything breaks loose. You try it on every side. But when you make up your mind and you know that you're in a trial, you're being purged. Don't jump out of that fire. Let God take you through the fire. So when the pressure to turn back presents itself, make a choice to continue to obey God. When hit by a fiery dart, do not let your shield down, but continue to hold it up high. You might get hit by something, but don't let it down. Don't stop praying. Glory to God. Don't stop crying out to God. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep pressing. Glory to God. Continue to remain in the place God has directed you to walk in and allow him to fully develop you into the vessels that he desires you to be. Now, in this day and time, we are being made. We're being tried. God is burning out some things. Amen. But he's also imparting. Now, he's not going to impart new wine in an old wineskin. Some of us want to run in the stuff we've been so familiar with. And so when you're challenged to change, you buck and kick and fight and kick and fight, kick and fight. And God is saying, if you just let me make you, come on, somebody. You got to let the Lord make you. A lot of things you will hear that you never heard before. That don't mean it's wrong. Because you've been used to walking one way and God said, I can't use you walking like that no more. Glory to God. He wanted to take you higher. He can't take you higher if you don't allow him to impart the goodliness of the word in you. Thank you, Jesus. So we must continue to remain in the place that God has directed us again. So don't lose momentum. Don't lose the momentum that the Holy Ghost puts inside you. You know, I have a zeal for the Lord, a passion for the Lord. And Patty, I told somebody recently, I can't come back down to your level now. I like where I'm at and where I'm going. It's challenging, yes. It calls for much sacrifice, yes. But it's worth it. Paul said this. He said, I die daily. He died for the sake of Jesus. He didn't do the familiar stuff. He stopped it. And sometimes we stop things. People don't like it. They don't like when you make the changes in your life. But to keep the fire of God, to keep the presence of God, glory to God, and even the glory of God, the smell of sin, the smell of the world can't be around you. So it's going to challenge you to stop doing some of the things that you've been so familiar with doing. And you're at ease in Zion with doing it, but you can't have both worlds. We can't walk in the carnal world and the spiritual world at the same time. It's not going to work. So you have to make a choice. And if you make the choice, you won't be disappointed. But some won't understand. That's okay. Choose to set your affections on things above. Not on this earth. Glory to God. Amen. God is calling for a church that will be the church. He's calling for kingdom dwellers. One day we will literally see the kingdom. But now we're learning to walk in it. We're learning to walk by faith. Hallelujah. I'm a kingdom dweller. Glory to God. And I'm learning what that means. That means that I have to put away the rudiments of the world, that even the mindset of the world and even going with, you know, all this stuff we're hearing about COVID and all this stuff here. Glory to God. There's going to be some hard choices you will have to make. Oh, my. So you got to hear God. You got to know what the Lord is telling you. And you have to be persuaded. Hallelujah. And you got to be persuaded to walk with God. I'm talking about not casting your confidence away. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. So we can't lose momentum. Listen, the Lord will not abandon you, and he'll not leave you without proper covering. Psalm 91:4, as we prayed earlier today, a man of God prayed for us. It says that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall trust. Oh, my, think of a feather, and how can a feather protect you? But God's feather can, because Psalm 91 says it. This is divine protection from the enemy's attack. We've got to learn what that means to get under that canopy of God. Thank you, Jesus. Stop going in and out, up and down and all around. Continue to walk in the confidence and boldness that God has placed within you. Do not let down your guard. Realize that out of your heart come the issues of life. Allow the Lord to give you the endurance to stand every test that will come your way. In order to go to the next level or dimension, you must pass your test. You don't pass this grade, you will go back through the grade again. It's just like a natural school. You can't go to second grade if you don't learn everything about the first grade. You can't skip from first grade to fifth grade. But how come it is in the church, we get saved today, Sister Patty, and we're called to the ministry tomorrow, and the next day, we're like generals. Haven't been taught, haven't been trained, don't know how to pray, maybe have a gift or two, hasn't been proven, haven't been tried. And then when someone pulls your coattail, you're upset. You get upset and angry. Hello? I know can't nobody say nothing to me right now. Maybe I need to go back to the galley where I can see y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to be tried and made. The Bible say when you're called, you got to wait on your ministry. That means waiting means to get tied up with God. Get linked with him. Prophets aren't made in 2 days. Wish I had time. I think a prophetess Jean could tell me that, tell you all that. No. Let me tell you something. It does take a lot of boldness to get up and speak the word of the Lord. Last year, we warned the people what was coming. I got witnesses on here because we don't have that voice, Patty. We're not popular. I don't want to be. Come on, somebody. It ain't about popularity. I'm going to share a word with you tonight. What's coming in 21? Most people don't want to hear it. I told the people last year, I believe it was July of last year, 2019, judgment is coming. There will be many deaths in 2020. I didn't prophesy, oh, 2020 blessing, 2020 clarity. No, wasn't no 2020 clarity. It was 2020 judgment. But you know how when y'all can look funny if you want to, but I'm telling you right now, you better get to the real prophets. There's too many of the prophets out here prophesying lies. Oops, it's true. The Lord reminded me of the scripture in Jeremiah, I believe it is, where he said, you know, these prophets, they're lying. Lying prophets. Get in the face of God and seek the Lord. You can't lose your confidence now because of all this stuff. It was prophesied back in March that the COVID would be all totally gone by April. I heard the man when he said it. Hello, Apostle Kerner. Hello. What happened to that prophecy? Okay. Lori smiling. Yeah, it's true. Let me tell you something. When this started, the Lord told me, he said, Deb, it's going to come back with a vengeance. We went on a 40-day fast. That 40 days have protected us. We ended just short of the 40 days. But let me tell you something. I believe still that fast helped us. And God spoke to me, do it. And we got it on tape. The Lord said, it's coming back, and it's coming back with a vengeance. And I saw like a, almost like a what's that dragon thing that breathes fire? I saw this thing whirl around, and God said, it's coming back with a vengeance. I spoke it and went on. I didn't get on Facebook and all that. You know, some people do all this stuff. I ain't doing, I don't get on Facebook. I know I done went off for a minute, but I got to talk to y'all. Don't be listening to all this stuff that's not from God. I'm just going to tell you flat out. Listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. He will tell you exactly what's going to happen. We heard prophetic word today that most people don't want to hear. Some don't understand the word that came forth this morning, last night. Pure word. That's what we need in this hour. Glory to God. So just strap up your boots. Hold on tight, Patty. Because we still in for a ride. It ain't over with yet. Glory to God. So listen, continue to walk in confidence and boldness that God has placed within you. And God gives us boldness to speak his word. The Lord told me 2 days ago as I was sitting on my couch. I said, the Lord, now what am I going to say? He said, you got to wait on me on this one. You know, I got nervous. Oh, no. Lord, why? Because I knew then it was going to be prophetic. And I'm so thankful that I can't write those kinds of words down, Patty. Because God want you to hear from his heart what he's saying and his heartbeat and what he wants for the people of God, for the children of God. He wants you to have boldness. He wants you to have the tenacity that no matter what you may have to endure, you will run your race and you'll run it with patience. So don't let your guard down. Realize that out of your heart, again, as we've already said, come the issues of life. Allow the Lord to give you the endurance to stand every test that may come your way. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I want to go over to 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I want to read that from the Amplified, and I agree with my dear sister. Hallelujah, the Amplified really does make things clear. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling. You know God wants you to excel. He wants you to always be growing, abounding in him. Doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Everything we do in God, he takes note of it. And you don't have to worry with whether people acknowledge or compliment or all that. That's not where it's at. Hallelujah. Where it is what God thinks. Does he approve? Is he pleased? Thank you, Lord. So listen, this word is telling us, encouraging us to be steadfast, to be seated and settled, firm in the truth that victory is ours because of Jesus. Then we must be unmovable. So number one, you must be steadfast. Number two, unmovable. Do not be shaken or moved away from the hope of the gospel. Let the word of God abide in you and remain alive in you. Because if the word is alive in you, it will move its action. Glory to God. God's word in you, if it's dormant, it's logos. It becomes rhema, it's alive. That means when you're in trouble, you go to the book. You go to this. You find out what God is saying. You're sick. You need to take your medicine. Do you know? The Lord gave me this healing manual. This right here. And there's scriptures for your healing in the book. Okay? Hallelujah. I believe yesterday even sister gave us a whole long list of scriptures to read. Now, some of you are having some issues physically. The Bible has your answers. We oftentimes want quick fixes. But sometimes, Patty, I know that when I take time to get before the Lord, he will tell me exactly what's going on. Let me just give you a little testimony. I think it was in August. My back went out. And I couldn't walk. I was having trouble. And it actually happened twice, back to back. I finally went to the doctor. I didn't want to go, but I went. And they told me, you got a herniated disc there, a bulging disc. I said, well, I ain't had that before. How come I got it now? So I asked the Lord about it. I said, well, Lord, I ain't had that before. And I had proof. 2 years ago, I had no bulging disc. I had none of that. So how come I got it? The Lord told me, he said, well, one of the problems is you've taken a lot of hits. And so what's happened, because you've internalized some things, it's come out in your back now. He said, but I'm going to heal you. Okay. So you know what, Brother Dan? I begin to search myself. Am I angry with anybody? Am I upset because things have happened to me over and over and over again? Sister Jean? Am I worried about stuff? I had to ask these questions. Come on, y'all. Cause I shouldn't be sick like that in my back. So I've internalized some things. Come on now. But how many of you know when you get real with God? See, I ain't got time for my back to be down. I ain't got time to be where I can't walk and all this stuff there. Come on, somebody. Get real. If something hits you in your body, sickness, find out from God, is there something wrong? Do I have unforgiveness? Come on. You know, Jerry has been so good to teach us about the word. And many of us, we read it for a minute and then we throw it down. But the word is a lifeline. So when the Lord speaks to you about something, do it. Take what he's saying. So yeah, I have become troubled. Sister Jane, I've become troubled. And so I had to peel all that stuff off. Oh, glory to God. Stop letting folk worry you. Hallelujah. Get light, because healing is your portion. Healing belongs to you. If you're a child of God, you're born again, you love the Lord, healing belongs to you. God wants us to be healed. He wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body. So we've had to, we're walking through this process. And we're victorious, Sister Patty. Hallelujah. So recognize that you got to be steadfast. You got to be unmovable. Number three, you always abound in the work of the Lord. I gave you that example to show you as well, the word of God. The Lord put me on a regimen of reading God's word. And I have things I have to do to maintain my healing. It's not automatic. It's not just the elders have laid hands on me. I've got something to do. And we have to apply this word to our lives now. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So always abound in the work of the Lord. Continue to grow and excel. Become better. Remain in the work and accomplish all that God has destined for you to accomplish. Thank you, Jesus. One more scripture. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The Amplified says it this way. But the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, and holy fervor, born of faith and conjoined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. Thank you, Lord. In order to survive, our faith must be secure and it must be firm. God takes no pleasure when we shrink in fear. So to have faith, it means to be persuaded of. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. Romans 4:17-22. To be persuaded. Romans 8:38-39. Faith means to place confidence in. Ephesians 3:12. Philippians 1:6. Hebrews 3:6. Okay. Hebrews 10:38. Yes, that's what I gave you. That was the last one before I gave you these scriptures. Hebrews 10:38. Okay. To place confidence in. Hebrews 3:6. And verses 12-14. 1 John 3:21. Okay. Faith also means to be absolutely dependent on and rely in the word of God. Matthew 8. Everyone, please mute. Please mute, please. Matthew 8:8-10. Matthew 15:28. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me just stop because I got distracted. And we don't mind you commenting, but tonight I'm not going to allow the preaching in the chat box. So we've turned the chat box off just temporarily, okay? And that's just it. Amen. To be absolutely dependent on and rely in the word of God. Matthew 15:28 and Romans 10:17. Hebrews 11, the entire 11th chapter through chapter 12:3. Faith means to be fully surrendered, yielded, and in obedience to the truth. Romans 1:5. Romans 6:11-23. Hebrews 11:6. Faith means to trust without reservation in the faithfulness of God. Matthew 6:25-34. Luke 12:28-31. 1 Corinthians 10:13. So faith gives you over to a new way of life. All right. You can write this scripture down. Hebrews 12:1-15. So beloved, you must trust God in all areas of your life. God is faithful. He is faithful, that promise. God gives his word and does what he says. So we must obey God to the fullest and know that God will come through. He'll come through for you. God is faithful. I want to share a word the Lord gave me on September 26, 2020. Very short word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. The Lord says, I'm calling my warriors to arise. Arise and take your rightful position in me, says the Lord. In this next season, you will not only see me move, but you will also see an increase in lawlessness, sin, and wickedness. You will continue to see a rise in wickedness. Arise, my people, and walk in me. Do not go to the left nor to the right. For much persecution will blanket the whole earth. But know that my will shall be done in the earth says the Lord. We're living in perilous times, but God is on the throne. His eyes, thank you, Jesus, is running to and fro to show himself strong on behalf of his people. So God is calling us tonight to a place with him. He's calling us back to repentance. It's one of the things he told me today. He said, tell my people they must repent. And we must live in a realm of repentance. One of the reasons America has been slapped so hard is because we've fallen so far away from God. And he's calling us back. The Bible says that judgment must begin at the house of God. We will be judged for things we've not done. Many preachers are laying in the ground tonight because they've been judged. There's some people that we've attempted to pray for, and the Spirit of the Lord has said, no, you must stand back. Let me work. I'm going to share just one little other thing, and we're going to pray. Some time ago, and I won't give the time frame, but God sent me to a church to warn them. My God, warning went unheeded. Went unheeded. Now judgment is falling. And God said, you got to stand back. One person died before COVID. Sister Patty, the Lord spoke to me and told me why. He said, I had to take them to get them out of the way. Now the blanket of judgment has fallen and we can't pray it off of them. All we can do is stand back and watch. God is not playing with us. He's very serious. And much that's taking place is because of sin. We have a sin problem in the church. For too long, we have fought one another, jealousy, gossip, bitterness, hatred, all of these things. So God had to shut it down. He told me when this happened, he said, Deb, I've shut it down to stand the church up. And when the church stands up, we will not look the same. So it's time for us to heed the voice of the Lord. It's time for us to repent and go down on our knees and ask God to forgive us. It's time for us to pray as we've never prayed before. As I have traveled, as God has directed me to go to all 50 states, he said, I want you to go to every capital. We began in July in Little Rock, Arkansas. And we've traveled now to, I think, 9 states altogether. We've had to take a break. But I'm telling you, every state there's problems. Idolatry. Greed. I'm not going into all of that tonight. I just want to let you know that church, we must pray. We must not cast away our confidence, but we must open our eyes and see what's going on right where we are. We must not fight against one another. Even the regimes that's so-called standing up, God see all that mess. He see everything that's going on. But we must pray. We've still not come together like we should. But I submit tonight, if we begin to get a hold of God the way we should, he will turn things around. We will see revival, true revival, revival of repentance, revival of salvation, where we will see our children come to God. We'll see bars closed. We'll see pimps stop pimping. We'll see, glory to God, those in the drug houses come out. Some of us don't even have enough Holy Ghost to go into the drug house to get them out. I'm not going to go there tonight, my God, today. Some of us can't go to the bar and get them out. You'll end up on the bar stool. You see, we need help tonight. There is help and there's hope in God. So right where you are tonight, everybody here, you know where you are. You know your heart condition. You know if you're pleasing God and you know if you're not. So right now, you know, the man of God earlier, we prayed repentance. You know the condition. You know, hallelujah, what God has said. It's time for there to be a coming together. This may be the first of many virtual Lake Hamilton Bible camps until the Lord opens it up. Because really, it's His call. It's God's call. But we just have to be sensitive to hear what the Lord is saying and then obey. Brother Merle follows God. We need to get behind him and pray for him. We need to pray with him. We need to encourage one another as never before. I'm done with the message. I believe I said what God wanted me to say tonight. I'm going to pray for you. Everyone here, just bow your head right now. Father, Lord God, we thank you tonight for your word. I thank you for every man, woman of God on here. I thank you for every servant that's on here, every preacher, every pastor, every laborer in the gospel that's on here. I thank you, Lord, for that you're doing for us, your people. We thank you, Lord, for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, that you will convict us to get to the altar, to get on the altar and lay there and allow the fire of God to burn in us, through us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for deliverance, and we thank you for healing. We know deliverance is needed. We know healing is needed. But God, we need to make sure we're right with you. So Lord, every heart right here now, I pray, God, that you convict. And Lord God, that you draw us back to the altars. Give us that push in the Holy Ghost. Father, many may be discouraged tonight because of what's going on around them in their communities. I pray for encouragement. I pray, God, you strengthen us. I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost will minister to each and every one on this line tonight. Father, be with the pastors. Be with those, God, that some have just almost given up. And Lord, you know why. You know the pressure. You know the load. We come against the mental bondages. We come against the mental pressures that's hit the men and women of God. We come against those siege attacks. We come against financial attacks. We come against divination attacks and familiar spirit attacks. We come against all these occultic attacks. We come against the spirit of sabotage. We come against the spirit of abortion in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray now that you minister to each and every one. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you for that you're doing. Put a stirring down in us. Put a fresh burning in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on the children that's represented. All the babies that we've seen. Lord, touch them. Encourage them and keep them, Father. In the name of the Lord. We thank you for protecting and watching over. We thank you for healing. Touch those that have been affected by the virus. Lord, minister. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, encourage, lift up. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you for your word tonight. We thank you for everything that you're doing in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We can't make it without you. But we thank you, God, that you're wrapping your loving arms around each and every one that's on this line tonight. We thank you and we praise you for victory tonight. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your encouragement tonight. Thank you for strengthening tonight. Glory be to God. Ekundi masakanda. Lendo shola basikela. Shanda basikele be. She kundi amasakanda. Yanda bose labo se laba. Shanda basikela ba. Endo she laba sike. Re kundi laba sanda. Yande be sikele bakata. Yande be se la. Shanda bo sukula basa. He namashanda mase laba. Oh God, I thank you for refreshing even in the Holy Ghost. Refresh, refresh. Danica, as I saw, I think Danica's hand there raised up. I believe that was her. Was that you there that just lifted your hand? Lift your hand again. I saw as you lifted your hand a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. So Father, touch her now. Minister to her right now. Can you put the spotlight on her, please? In the name of Jesus, touch Danica right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you now for your refreshing touch. I thank you, God, for touching her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you for touching her now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Minister to her now. And give strength in her body right now. In the name of Jesus. Strength in her body right now. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And Father, I thank you now. I thank you for healing in her back. All in her ribs. Right now. Ando shela ba sukula basanda. Ye kundi la basata. Yendo sholo seke. Loko ti shatapo. Sukula ba shandebe sela. Shandaba sata. Endo sholabo seke laba. Shandebe se lambo. Shandebe seke niyamo sukata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for touching her now. We thank you. We praise you right now, God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. We count it done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I saw there, dear, I believe the Lord is ministering down in your ribs. I don't know if you've been sick or what's going on in down in there, but it's like I could believe that there's been some fluid there in your back area, some problems. I don't know, but I just thank God for touching you. Can you just share with me what's been going on with you?
I have three discs that are protruding in my lumbar spine. I fell and broke my ankle and didn't know how much was where I'd broken my ankle and how much was from the spine. I'm supposed to start some sort of doctor-led rehab on Tuesday, but God's word come forth. I may not have to go on Tuesday. Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, Lord, I just thank you for touching her back yes, area Lord. All the way from the top all the way down and all in between,
yes, Lord.
All underneath her ribs. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for your healing. We thank you, Father,
thank
for ministering
Lord.
To her and touch her bones and her ligaments, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
we thank you, for healing. We thank you for wholeness now in Jesus'
thank
mighty
you.
Name. Father God, we thank you for your miracle working power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and
thank
amen.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I saw
yes,
Nadine. Is that Nadine? Yes, you're waving at me. Okay, let me see here. Can I put you there? Let me just talk to you for a moment. Glory to God. I'm trying to get her where I can see you, dear. And it's not letting me pin her. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. So anyway, young lady, last night even as the Lord was ministering to you deeply because you've been really crying out to the Lord, God wants you to know that he's not forgotten about you. that he hears you when you begin to open up and cry out to him. And the Lord says to continue to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. And so he's going to begin to really minister one-on-one in some things that you really need him to do. The Lord says just keep your eyes on him. Continue to keep your face as a flint and seek the face of God. He knows your heart's cry and things that you have kind of pressured you that you've not really been able to articulate to very many people. But the Lord says he knows about it and he's going to fix it. And there's been some wrongs done. God said he's going to right the wrong. So you keep your eyes on him. Continue to watch and pray and don't let bitterness and don't let unforgiveness and don't let those things get in your heart, because there's been some things happen that's tried to pierce your heart. But God says he will heal you. Every wound, every scar, he will heal. So know that he loves you. Know that he has your best interests at heart and he's working things out for you. So you keep your eyes on Jesus and you will see God work in your life in a miraculous way. So Father, touch this precious woman of God now. Touch her and minister to her now in the name of Jesus. And Father, bring healing and wholeness to every area of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her now, God, and we thank you and we praise you for everything that you're doing for her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you now. Yes, Lord. The brother, Brother Jason, is that him? Yeah, I see you there. Praise the Lord. Are you a preacher?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought so. Man of God, you have such a sensitivity, and an astute sensitivity in the spirit. The Lord is sharpening some things for you. And he's changing some things for you, and he's taking you almost like in a chamber with him. God said, you're going to stay in this chamber for a while. You won't come out for a minute, but when you do, glory to God, even things around you will not be the same. Glory to God. He's having to take you aside, glory to God, for a season. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, to season you. Glory to God, but also to prepare you for what lies ahead. Glory to God, because of the mantle that's on your life. Glory to God. He has to temper you. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he's doing in the chamber. Glory to God with him. Thank you, Jesus. The season of seeking him, the season of fasting and the season of prayer. Glory to God is what's going to temper you for this end time move and the things that he's called you to do. Glory to God. So yes, you're different. You've always been different. You've never been like the rest. Glory to God. And it's because of what God has put down in you that has yet to come forth. So don't be moved. Glory to God. Don't be shaken. My God, because of some things that's been on the back burner, God said it will come to the forefront. Things have tarried. God said, wait for it. Glory to God. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but it will come. And when it comes, in the Oshata, it will not tarry, says the Lord. So let God take you through this season because you're about to go into your next. Touch this man of God now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you that you have graced him. We thank you, Father God, for that you're doing in his life right now. We bind the work of the enemy. We bind every witchcraft spirit. We bind every Jezebelic demon that's come at him in the name of Jesus that's been on his heels. Father God, touch right now. My God, we thank you, Hondo Shelabaha, for the protective hand of the Holy Ghost. Minister to him now, God, in a special way, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you lift your hands right where you are and just praise the Lord, everybody, if you just don't mind. Amen. For a few moments. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Dios. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. My dear sister, Nellie, thank you, Jesus. We pray for you, Alma. As Alma, really, I'm gonna pray for both of you, but Alma, God said, just be still and know that He is God. God is gonna walk you through this time. You know, I personally know what it's like to lose a spouse. Praise the Lord. And it's a linking, amen. And when it's not there no more, it is a void, but God's filling it. He will fill the void. And I'm not talking about a mate or anything. He is going to help you. He, amen, is going to impart into you even the more. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged. Even though you're going through this time right now, God sees and He knows. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to say this. God doesn't make no mistake.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
He does not make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. He just does it. So He knows why. Keep your eyes on Him.
Amen.
Father, trust me on this. God will undergird you. He will take care of you. My God. He will watch over you. Your every need He will provide.
Thank you.
He's that kind of God. He won't leave you. So Father, touch my dear sister tonight. Minister to her right now. By the power of God. Lord, we thank You for touching her. We thank You that You'll answer every question. You'll dot every I. And You will cross every T. Now we thank You. We praise You for it tonight. Be with my other sister there, Nellie. Be with her. Touch her. Touch her. Strengthen her right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Undergird my sister right now. Undergird her now in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God touch her now. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The fire of God. Oh God, we thank You. We praise You for Your word and will be done in her life. Thank You, God. And even through this, God, transformation will take place in her ministry. Oh God, do it for her. Do it because You love her and care. Oh God, in Jesus' name, lead her and guide her, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank You now. We praise You for it all. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Jean, you have anything? My God, today, thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman of God, if you have anything to share, amen, at this time, and then I will come back. Amen. Sister Jean, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I just want to say, if there's someone out here that's having some problems around their neck where you've been tensed up, it's been it's like a soreness, a heavy burden around your neck. Is there anyone out there that's carrying that burden?
Danica raised her hand. Jason raised his hand.
Well, I just want to say to you, I'm sensing that the Lord would say that cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Those burdens that you carry, it's not yours. They're for the Lord. And He wants you to release those burdens to Him tonight. So when you release those burdens, then God can go before you and make the crooked places straight. So I pray tonight that God will begin to give you the strength, give you the anointing, the power to release, to release, to release. Brother, if it's some people that you have holding on to, that God will give you the strength to release those people, and that God will strengthen you, and that He will hold you up during these times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I have one more. There's someone also out there been having problems with their arm, having some issues, arm problems, coming down from your shoulder all the way down to your hands, some problems with your arms. And if that is you out there tonight, there's poor circulation. And also, not only poor circulation, it's you're holding on to something. And what you're doing is that you're trusting somebody else for your finances. You're trusting somebody to hold you up, and God wants you to trust him. Because when we begin to have problems in our arms, we dependent and holding on something that God wants us to release. So I pray for you tonight that God will give you the strength to release whatever you are holding on to, that you can walk into what God has called you to be, and that you would be strengthened in these end times movement. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we pray for Pamela. We pray for her children in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you bring deliverance for her children, Lord. You know what they need. You know where they are, Father God. And we ask you to minister to her now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, those that are quarantined, I think Carrie and different ones that are quarantined, Father God, we ask that you keep them safe, God, that you protect the children in the name of Jesus. Father God, everyone on this line that has been affected by COVID, I pray, Father, that you minister to each and every one in the name of Jesus, that you touch their families right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we are thanking you for Jane. We ask that you touch Jane now and my dear brother. Father God, touch her precious husband, Lord God, in Jesus' name, her family right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord, for healing, total healing, Father, in Jesus' name. If there's anyone else that's been affected by COVID, fighting it, struggling with it, have gone through it, we ask that you touch their bodies, bring healing, God, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, touch their immune systems, Father, and Lord God, give wisdom, knowledge, and direction, Father, what to do, what to eat, what not to eat, when to pray, when to fast, when to get water, all of these things, Father, that we've taken for granted. I pray, God, that we will begin to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we will obey whatever you say, what you tell us to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you for your word. We thank you, God, that you lead and you guide. You know what to do, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you right now. Father God, touch Brianna. Is that Brianna? Father God, whatever soul tie you have, now what you must do is you must be willing, if it's a personal soul tie, sexual soul tie, don't know what kind of soul tie it is, but you must be willing to come out of agreement with it in Jesus' mighty name. So right now, we just pray that all soul ties that need to be broken will be broken. Anyone else that has soul ties on here, Father God, that they'll come out of alignment with it. The Lord God, that those soul ties will be broken. If they're with people, that Lord God, you send their soul spirit back to them and pull their souls back to them, God, their spirit, Lord, and cleanse them, oh God, by the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Change us, God, into the image that you want us to be like Jesus Christ. Father, we need to be like you. We want to be like Jesus. So, Father, touch each and every one on here in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, make us after the image of Jesus Christ. Mold us and make us, Lord. Give us that desire to be like Jesus, to walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, act like him. Hallelujah. Act like what the word tells us we ought to do. Father, I thank you and I praise you for it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We glorify you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.